Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here. It's about 7:34 p.m. And we got our second guest here on the show. Our guest here has a storied history. He was born in the 1940s, and he's been a student, a nomadic hippie, a millionaire real estate broker, a recycling company owner, a homeless person, and he's always been a free man. And currently, he's a writer, social activist, artist, and the webmaster and communications committee chair of the Recession Relief Coalition. And I'd like to welcome to the Word of Mouth Wednesday back on the show today, Ronzik.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. It's good to be back.
Great, yeah, great having you back here in the studio. And I just wanted to get into, I think I'd like to start off with asking you, what's the latest here with the Recession Relief Coalition?
Oh, we're expanding in all directions. I, as the chair of the communications committee, have been working on setting up an outreach program where we're going to have a team of outreach workers go out into the community and do two things. Collect stories of people that have had problems due to the recession and see if we can hook them up with the right agencies to give them some help. And also, we're going to do some outreaching amongst the activist community, trying to get a little bit more cooperation going on amongst ourselves because we're so fragmented.
Right, and I've seen there's the Recession Relief Coalition website. You've been updating it a lot, and there's a lot of more content on there, recession-relief-coalition.org. And I noticed that also you got some videos posted on there from your YouTube account, youtube.com/Ronzik's Gallery. And you got some clips there from a town hall meeting, I guess, that took place last month. Was there anything that came out of this town hall meeting? I know there were some politicians there.
It was an interesting thing. I think the one of the key things was that the town hall meeting was ahead of it, we sent out a questionnaire to all of the federal parties asking about about their policy towards some of the recession, how it's affecting the people on the street. Mm-hmm. And all of the parties except the conservatives responded to the questionnaire. The Bloc could not attend the town hall. The conservatives didn't even bother to reply, and the Green and the NDP and the Liberals attended.
Nice.
So I think the key thing that I got out of it was the fact that the lack of concern that the conservatives have for the Canadian public.
Exactly, and the economic crisis we've got going on. We've just had a flurry of announcements. We actually spent a lot of the show last week talking about the Ontario throne speech and economic situation in Ontario. But also last week there was the Canadian economic announcement and throne speech, and there was major announcements from Toronto too. The city of Toronto, they're saying that they've got a surplus. We got major deficits in Ontario and Canada. Toronto, they've got a few hundred million surplus. But do you have any reaction to these recent budget announcements? Is there anything that
The federal budget basically was, you got to hand it to Harper. He's a shrewd politician. Mm-hmm. He laid a trap. Nobody wants to have another election to put Harper back into another minority government. So he set a trap, and of course Iggy fell right into it. And so now we're going to be stuck with Harper in a position where, as a minority government, he can act like he's a king because Iggy is too terrified to take him on. The budget itself really didn't do much of anything. It was a do-nothing budget. The whole purpose of it was to hang on to power and not to do anything to force an election.
Right, and speaking of Harper here, there's a situation with Harper. He's actually appeared on YouTube You know, I know Ron Zig's a big contributor to YouTube at Ron Zig's Gallery. I've got some clips up on YouTube, mine, youtube.com/supportlocalscene. Now, Stephen Harper is on YouTube. Actually, we got a quick clip here of the interview. Here is some of the priorities for Harper upcoming.
We're chairing, of course, Canada is chairing the G8 and the G20 leader summits this year in June. And our priority for development, really, for the G8 meeting is to focus on maternal and child health on a series of investments we want all G8 countries to do in coordination to really save the lives of women and children. We think that with reasonably modest investments, and let's face it, with the fiscal situation that a lot of countries are in, investments in the future are going to have to be fairly modest. But with modest investments, we think we can make a big difference in these areas. So yes, we will be maintaining our aid levels and obviously focusing on priorities like maternal and child health going forward.
That's terrific. Thank you.
So there we have it there. Stephen Harper, thousands of people have already watched this on YouTube. He gets into a lot of topics, but I thought that was a good one to play. First off, because I want to ask you, or we're going to get into talking about this G20, G8, but what did you think about there, about his priorities of helping women and children? Do you think that this is a...
Well, what concerns me about targeting one particular segment or more of a population is it's not designed to help. It's designed to fragment opposition and divide and conquer is what it's all about. If you're going to help a population, you help a population. You don't help specific segments of a population. Does it matter whether it's a woman or a man if he's starving to death?
Shouldn't. Yeah, that is a good point. So this is going to be big, though. This is we're talking about a G20, G8 meetings taking place in Ontario. I guess the G8 is going to be up north, but the G20 will be actually right here in downtown Toronto. What are you thinking about this?
I'm thinking that this is a wonderful opportunity for Canadians, for the Canadian public, to let the world know that we are not happy with the way things are being done. We're going to have media coverage from every major country in the world here in Toronto, and this is a good time to voice your opposition to some of the terrible things that have been going on in this country.
Exactly. And what are some of the ways that people can do it? I think I've heard that there have been some meetings already of activists meeting trying to plan out things. What's going on?
There's several things happening, but the key thing is the Toronto Community Mobilization Network is organizing and planning a number of different events, protests, rallies, marches, entertainment events, to go on throughout the G20. Now, there's also a People's Summit that is organizing to go on just prior to the G20 to they're proposing to put on a summit of their own about the people's concerns rather than the economists. I'm just gotten started with a group of people. A couple of weeks ago, we had our first meeting. We're setting up a media center for alternate media so that we will have the same kind of facilities available to us as mainstream media have for their people. So we'll be able to have computer access, internet access, telephones, desks, so there'll be a place centralized where people independent media people can come and work, and we will be issuing media identity badges so that it's not going to be a public space. It's going to be for media people to come in and get their job done.
Awesome. Yeah, I got to look into that. We're going to look into that, I guess, on the Word of Mouth Wednesday coming up in the countdown, I guess, to June.
Can I mention one thing there?
Yeah.
We're having a meeting about the media center tomorrow. And if you go to the the Recession Relief Coalition website on the actions page, that's where you get a listing of what's coming up. You can get the details if you're interested in coming out and helping out.
Okay, awesome. And then and you mentioned the People Summit. I got the website there. I think it's peoplesummit2010.ca. And they've got listed the dates June 18th to the 27th. I guess the 27th, that's around the time that the actual G20 is going
that's
on. But
correct.
I guess they're going to start the week earlier. So hopefully there is going to be a lot of good activist events coming up. But in terms of the activism and resistance to a G20 meeting, with your history in activism, how big would you say this is in terms of Toronto?
Up until this, the Vietnam War created the largest activism that was happening in Toronto in my lifetime. And I think that this is going to make the turnout for things like that seem small.
Nice.
I think that we've got people from all over the world, activists from all over the world, coming to Toronto to speak out against what the G20 are doing.
Right, and this that 20 world leaders, 20 of the biggest economies in the world, meeting up and discussing the ways or the move their plans for the future. I guess how is it? You know, I think we had you on in the fall. We were talking about the recession still going on, and this was a year, I guess, after they had said that it had started officially or so. So now we're even past that now. Is this recession how much do you think this recession is affecting people?
Well, you know, like it's funny, the media and the economists are all saying, "Well, we're in recovery now; the recession's over. Hallelujah, good times are here." Mm-hmm. But tell that to the guys that have lost their job that aren't getting jobs back, or if they're getting a job. And here's another thing: they're saying, "Well, we created all kinds of new jobs in the economy recently," but people are losing. People are losing high-paying jobs. In many cases, unionized jobs, and being forced into taking menial labor at sometimes half of what they're used to, which is going to create some drastic repercussions in the economy as people start losing their homes because with these lower-paying jobs, they can't make their payments or can't pay their rent. Now, and then we've got people that have been on unemployment insurance, and the unemployment insurance is starting to run out. And naively, they have expected that there would be a safety net there when the unemployment insurance ran out in the form of social assistance. But you cannot receive Ontario Works until you're virtually bankrupt. You have to lose your pension plan, you have to lose your home, you have to lose your fancy car. You're only allowed a few hundred dollars in total assets before you qualify for welfare. So these people are going to be facing permanent poverty because once you get down that far, it's almost impossible to get back up.
And you're an interesting person to be talking about this with, because your history is in this matter an interesting thing. You can check out your site downbutnotout.synthesite.com, and you can even see pictures of you from as recently as 2002 New Year's Eve, and you're living in a shack. You're homeless and living in a shack. So I suspect that you have a lot of knowledge of the streets. What are things like going on in the streets now?
Well, actually, it's changing. It's getting more difficult because there are a lot more people becoming homeless. Don't let the politicians fool you, the bureaucrats fool you about how they're housing people, because they're housing a few, but there are far more people becoming homeless than there are being housed. You could tell just by over the past few years. Homelessness was basically a downtown core problem up until a few years ago. Now it doesn't matter where you go in the city, you're going to see people begging as far away as the 401. I mean, like, there's no limit to to no border to where the homeless people are going, because there's so many of them, there's no room for them downtown. They can't survive.
Exactly. And this is why the work that you're doing with the Recession Relief Coalition is very important, and that's why I got to thank you for doing all the good work you're doing. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I think that if there's anybody out there that has any concern, I wish they would contact me. We're looking for active volunteers to get involved and help us spread the word and help us to do the work that needs to be done to get the politicians to listen. You can email me at ronzig@recession-relief-coalition.org, and I'll be very happy to hear from you.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot, Ron Zig, Ron Craven. Thank you a lot for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.